What's up? But it's Rob. This is Apparel Success. And in this video here, what I want to talk to you about is how clothing brands blow up. How some clothing brands, right after they launch, just tend to explode and become a viral sensation. Now, to be honest with you, growing my own clothing brand over the past 6 years, this was not my experience. My clothing brand was more of this steady growth where I really had to work on it, really figure out what my brand was all about to get it to the point where it was working. But I have been studying all of this for the past 6 years really closely. I have also experienced some pretty significant word of mouth for my clothing brands. And I've also, you know, been helping other brands grow and watched other clothing brands blow up. So I want to share with you some really important things to know about how to blow up your clothing brand and get your clothing brand to explode right out of the gate. I think you're going to love this one. Here it is. Apparel Success is sponsored by my buds over at Brand Crowd. Brand Crowd's a logo maker tool. You type in the name of the logo you want to have made, hit enter, thousands of logos will come up. You choose the one that you like. You can edit and play around with that logo as long as you want for free until it's perfect for you. This is a brand new design I'm coming out with for my own clothing brand, and I got it made through Brand Crowd. If you're interested, head over to brandcrowd.com/apparelsuccess and you can get 66% off at checkout. All right, so I really think that this is just going to be such a powerful message here. When we think about why clothing brands blow up and how to make your clothing brand blow up, the tendency can be to think about this from a marketing perspective. Thinking about a genius marketing strategy that would allow our clothing brand to really just take off and blow up. And this is the complete wrong way to look at it. What actually makes clothing brands blow up, what makes them go viral, take off, become this word of mouth machine, is mostly because of an authenticity that that clothing brand has. And I want to use a metaphor in the rap world for this. Kanye West, if you watch the new Kanye West documentary on Netflix, he talks about how he was kind of concerned about how his rap doesn't He doesn't talk about gangster stuff because that wasn't authentic to him. He grew up in Chicago and it was all about the hustle and trying to become successful as a rapper. And that's what he wanted to rap about. And when he owned that and was truly rapping about what was actually authentic to him, that's when people were really able to jump on board and jump on the whole Kanye West train. And if you look at all of the biggest rappers, Eminem, Biggie Smalls, Tupac, all of these guys were rapping about their true, authentic lives and personalities, and they were letting that out truly. And when you do that, it maps out onto the world, and people can relate with it and identify with your true story. And when something's not true, it tends to have this weird vibe attached to it. Like, you can tell that somebody's faking it, you can tell that somebody's creating it, and they're creating it literally just to get something out of it. And the clothing brands that are truly authentic, where it's coming from something real within you and you're sharing that as authentically as possible, those are the ones that have the best chances at blowing up and really having that virality attached to it. And to be completely honest and vulnerable with you here, I think that this is one of the reasons why my clothing brand didn't blow up from the very beginning. When I started my clothing brand, it was all about, you know, trying to work everything out, trying to work through it all. And I think that this is fair. I think this is what a lot of clothing brands go through to try and self-discover and figure out who they really are. But from the very beginning, my messaging wasn't very clear. I couldn't really communicate what I was all about, what the brand was all about. And because of that, it didn't lead to my brand taking off. And it was only through working through that and really figuring out the right words, figuring out what the authentic message of my brand was and the authentic story of my brand, that people started to really pick it up and talk to their friends about it. There's this great book called Contagious by Jonas Berger. And inside of this book, he talks about what makes things catch on. And he has these six principles inside of this book for what makes things catch on, become contagious, become word of mouth, just viral sensations. And almost all of these six principles have to do with storytelling, emotion, authenticity, all the things that are just true to you. And then this is where this also gets kind of confusing for people, and where I think a lot of new entrepreneurs might misinterpret this. And I've seen this a ton of times in brand reviews as well. is that you may think, well, my authenticity, you know, in my brand is that I want everybody to be happy because that's what I'm about. Well, it's not just about being authentic. It's about being authentic truly in your most unique way possible. The things that are really honest about you. Like if I'm sitting here making this video, rather than just kind of trying to talk and say, you know, all of these words that I've remembered, me being authentic, communicating with you and sharing with you like literally exactly what's on my mind as it's coming up and sharing that with you is a much better form of communication. And everything that I'm saying and sharing with you is going to connect so much better when it's a true expression rather than me trying to impress you. And this is really the difference between impression, trying to create an impression on people, versus just expressing what you're truly about and what you're truly thinking. And what I believe, and just from everything that I've read, is that when you're expressing yourself truly, you know, in your most authentic way, in every way possible, in your like deepest form, that's when people really see something special, and that's when they're able to really connect with it deeply. And that's exactly what you want to be doing through your own clothing brand, is you want to be going into those nitty-gritty areas that are so true to you, so true to your brand, that are unique and, you know, from your own experience, things that you've learned through your own unique experience of life, and including that inside of your brand and morphing that into your brand. And that's going to create an impression that gives your brand the best chances at blowing up and exploding. There's a brand on the East Coast of Canada here that I've brought up so many times in these videos called East Coast Lifestyle. And they're just such a great example of this. The founder was from the East Coast, born and raised. He wanted to create a brand that was for the East Coast, and he came out with East Coast Lifestyle. And there was no escaping how authentic his brand was. He was literally from the East Coast. He created the brand as an expression of his passion for being from there. And everybody from that area could just attach themselves to that message so deeply because it was just so true and so real. And that's why it took off. The guy did like $12 million worth of sales in his first year or something. It's because of that. It's because of how authentic that is. I believe that a lot of this is accidental in the sense that they came up with their brand idea from this real place. It came from their feelings, from their experience. And since it was coming from such a real place inside of them, all their actions came from that place. They ended up creating something that people just could really resonate with and they could really identify with simply. And their brand, because it came from such a real place, mapped onto the world and onto other people, and they were able to mesh with it just perfectly. And that's something that, you know, a lot of clothing brands have to work towards, including myself. Like when I started up my brand, I didn't have that experience. You know, I tried. I had the inkling of an idea. I kind of knew what my brand was going to be about, and I kind of knew where I was going with it, but it was a little bit too nuanced and a little bit sort of in the gray area for me to really understand right out of the gate. And it took me a couple years to really lock into that and really understand what my brand was all about. You know, and when it's that clean, simple message right out of the gate that's coming from the heart and it's coming out clearly like that, I think that that's when people really catch on to it and it really just starts to spread like wildfire. And you know, I realize that there are some brands that take off because they've got a lot of funding, or maybe a celebrity wore it and everybody saw it and it just took off that way. But what I'm talking about here, the brands that bootstrapped themselves and they started really small and for whatever reason it just took off, you know, this is a huge lesson that I'm hoping to share in this video of authenticity and how powerful your true authentic story is. You know, it may not seem that way, but it's about diving into those dark little areas or unique areas where you've truly got something to share and you've truly got something to add to your brand that gives it that unique feeling that's actually also in line and authentic with you. I think that's the sweet spot, and that's how a lot of brands blow up. I'm genuinely curious to hear your thoughts on brands that blow up versus brands that slow build to become successful. You've heard my take on it. I'd love to hear yours in the comments below, and I'll definitely be reading through those. And drop a like on this video if you got a lot of value out of it. If you haven't already, check out my free clothing brand marketing masterclass. All you have to do to get access is go to apparelsuccess.com/masterclass. And you can watch the whole thing for free. And if you've made it to this point in the video, I want to tell you about the closed Facebook group that we have for Apparel Success. There's a link in the description. Follow that link, join us in the group, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace.